Blog Talk Radio.
AOL Music.
What's going on? I hope y'all enjoy that Jay-Z, Change Clothes. This is your boy Jeremy Scipio tuning in, taking over for Trey Love right now. He over here eating oatmeal, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're going to get this show started. It's Trey Love Radio G5, you know, me, FF in the building. Like I said, I'm Jeremy Scipio, comedian, host extraordinaire, you know. We just kicking back right now. It's a beautiful day on this 14th day of June. time, current time is 10:05. You know what I'm saying? Just chilling, kicking back. See, I'm a normal guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not like Trey Love. I ain't got none of that pimp magnetism in me. You know what I'm saying? I'm my style's more unorthodox. You know what I'm saying? I just talk. You know, I can get a little controversial at times. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not on that Tracy Morgan type stuff. You know what I'm saying? I just, you know, I'm friendly. I'm not malicious. I'm a nice guy. You know, that's me. Nice guy. You know, but my dad always used to tell me, nice guys finish last. You know, he told me straight up, son, I got a lot of nice guys, girlfriends pregnant. He used to tell me that all the time. So, like, I know where I am. You got to know your role in life. A lot of people got to know, you know what I mean? Trey Love, you on the pimp stuff, you know, on the Cat Williams stuff, you know. I, myself, normal nice guy, a little awkward, you know what I mean? But, you know what I'm saying? I know talk the talk, right? That's what type of person are you, would you say?
I have multi personalities. I'm all over the place. It just depends on my mood at a particular time. So I'm that Gemini.
So you're a woman, is what you're saying. Huh?
Exactly. Yes, that's exactly.
Typical woman, all over the place.
All over the place.
Oh, God. Yo, you see, we having fun this early in the morning, you know. See, I ain't even got a coffee in me, you know. I'm just chilling, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, like I said, we just kicking in, you know. I don't know, what you want to talk about? What really should we talk about?
Well, you know what I want to talk about? I went to the conga room, or me and part of the team, old Trey Love, went to the conga room last night, and we had a ball and a blast. As a matter of fact, if you check Facebook, you see that I was, like, hanging big time with Mr. Better get his name right, huh?
Ron G. Shout out to Ron G and BT Kingsley, fellow comedians. Trey Love, want to get in. Y'all, she don't even know where she at. I got her places. I told her, just get dressed, put your heels on, and we going.
And he ain't lying.
And we going.
He ain't lying. That's exactly what I did. And I ain't going to lie. I had to say, okay, who you got me with a picture with now? Who is this? Who is this? So, but now, I just so Ron G, in case you're listening out there, I did a whole bio checkup on you. Now I know who I was rolling with last night for real. So big ups to you, and hopefully you're having a good day today.
And he will be coming to 5G Radio soon.
Okay, and he will be coming to 5G Radio soon enough.
As a guest
on the line, you know, fellow comedian, you know. I couldn't be there last night because nobody called me. But, no, it's cool, though. It's cool, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I was out there grinding, you know what I'm saying? I got to that's my full-time, part-time, you know what I'm saying, doing comedy. I don't like that term grinding though. I really don't like grinding. No. First of all, comedy is my woman. That's my first love.
Okay. You better get this straight.
Yeah.
You know, yes,
sir. Scipio. It's Italian.
How you? Are you dark?
Well, I'm not Italian.
Or are you Italian? Got an Italian man. How
I don't. Maybe the slave owner that bought, sold, and raped my entire ancestry was Italian. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was sold into this name. I don't know.
You're going to bring our sister in the struggle.
I mean, Mrs. Malcolm X.
Yeah, yeah. That's a whole other story.
Oh, man. Well, like I said, I was out there grinding. Which, like I said, I don't really like the term grinding because it seemed like poles are involved. Poles weren't involved in my comedy.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Poles? No,
you know.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's all good. You know, it's all good. You know, like I said, we just kicking back, having fun on the radio. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, my boy Nas. Nas is my favorite rapper, for those who don't know. You know, he just released a new song. I'm hoping his album's actually good, better than the last two. You know what I'm saying?
You think he's better than Jay-Z?
Okay, fine, better, look,
I love Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, best overall, but Nas is a better lyricist, he's a better rapper, yes, in the field of rap, in the field of rhythm and poetry, Nas is better.
People like me don't get into all of that. We just hear what we hear.
Of course, you don't get into lyrics and wordplay and literature.
Right. So you're just like one of those serious people and all that kind of stuff about the whole rap.
I can have fun.
Well, I just want you to know that people like me, when I ask that question, I'm just like, what makes me just like, what'd you start your show off with? Change clothes, anger.
Well, that's
Jay-Z.
Yeah, Jay-Z. I mean, you know, they make good music. They're music. First of all, first of all, I want to make something clear, for real. All right, Jay-Z and Nas were not born in the same womb. They're two separate people. When you mention one, you don't have to mention the other. I'm just saying. They're two different people. They're two different people.
And your point is what, my brother?
So, you know, but every time I mention Nas, my favorite rapper, but hold on, wait, Jay-Z? It's like, you know. I'm saying, can they have a separate identity? They don't have to be. They might be in the. It's the same race, but different. It's same marathon, but different race. You feel me?
Okay, so what you're basically trying to tell me is that they both got their own thing going. You know what I mean? They're both really good at what they do, and you know, you just have a better preference on Mr. Nas. Is what you're saying, right?
Yes. See, Nas was there for me when my father wasn't there for me. You know what I'm saying? He was.
Well, Jay-Z,
I mean, he was there, but he was talking about something a little different at the time. I mean, Jay-Z.
Like what? Tell me about it. What was he talking about?
He was talking about, diamonds and stuff. He said, before we came to this country, we was kings and queens, never porch monkeys. There was empires that Africa called Kush, Timbuktu, where every race came to get books to learn from black teachers to talk Greek and Roman. Asians, Arabs, and gave them gold. I'm not finished preaching. Gold was converted to money. It all changed. Money then became empowerment for Europeans. The Persian military invaded. They heard about the gold, the teachings, and everything sacred. Africa was almost robbed naked.
That's what Nas was talking about.
Okay. Jay-Z wasn't talking about. No offense to Jay-Z. I love Jay-Z. I'm just saying that. Same marathon, different race.
I know what? I got much respect. I'm going to shut up about it now. You got me on that one. Okay.
Thank you.
Now what I got to do is go pull up all my Nas stuff before I listen. I haven't really listened to him, but I need to go.
So then after that, I started studying Soulja Boy. And see, Soulja Boy is very lyrical and knowledgeable, too. See, he taught me a lot of things, too. He taught me how to turn my swag on. You feel me?
Can you explain to me, what is swag?
I'll be honest. See, like, remember what I started off with, how I said, you know, he got the pimp magnetism and I don't. See, he has swag, I don't. See, I actually in the neutral swag zone.
Well, can I just say this? What you're talking about is swag. When I first saw you, I thought you had a lot of swag if it's what we think it is.
Well, maybe my swag is.
I told you that. It's
F right here choosing. I told y'all. Y'all thought I was playing FF like, well, look. No, y'all heard her live on 5G radio. She told Scipio, well, when I saw you, whatever, if they got it and it's called swag, you got some of it. Y'all heard SS live on Twitter Me Tuesdays. She is choosing, ladies and gentlemen. That's the system. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's 5G radio. This is Twitter Me Tuesdays. This is your boy, the one and only Trey Love, the Playboy of comedy. Let me tell you who our special guest is today. Hopefully he calls in. I did schedule him, but Dollar Chapman, y'all, this is the gentleman that made the track for the song that I played that is getting a lot of play from people, man. It's called Trey Game. So that's my producer, good friend of mine. He has a show coming up. So let me give y'all a little rundown on how the weekend looked. Do I have any callers on the line yet? Okay, cool, because I'm still waiting, y'all. Y'all know we got the juicy news going to be delivered by none other than Carla EOTM Simpson. And today, Carla just called in. And today, y'all, I did things a little different. I have my co-host, Jeremy Scipio, and I also have Sister in the Struggle, Sophia Sims, in the building as well. I got all my radio personalities in here together, guys, because what's going to happen is, as you all know, SS has our show Wednesdays from 10 to 11 and Saturdays from 11 to 12, and that's Pacific Standard Time. But next week, that's why I had Jeremy start the show, guys. See, I'm a person that God gives, so when God gives, you got to give back. And this young brother is a dedicated trooper. He's a soldier. He loves what he does. He's funny. He's talented. And I'm going to do what I can to assist and help this brother along his ride. That's Mr. Jeremy Scipio. So, ladies and gentlemen, be looking out for the Scipio Show on Blog Talk Radio. I like that. The Scipio Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm telling you, that's separate. See, y'all got to understand, it's a gift I got. You know, so his show is coming soon. I want to just give the quick shout out to the homegirl Janaea. Me and Sophia attended her birthday party, Auntie Vet. Y'all, if you was at, y'all missed the backyard barbecue birthday party, y'all. The DJ was a real N-I-double-G-A. He was the one. Do you hear me? And, I mean, he was jamming. But, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Auntie Vet threw her leg in the air. Y'all had to see me. I was chasing her for the rest of the party. No, 49th birthday. Scipio,
49th birthday, she had her leg right here. I'm chasing her around the whole party. Auntie, do that again. So I just got to tell y'all about that. Got to shout out Tony Odom, major producer, Ashe. She's produced a black soap opera. Y'all see the kind of people I'm associating with. I did an all-black photo session on Sunday with Pernell Clark. Those are the major promoters. Got it going down in L.A., man. Y'all going to see Trey Love everywhere. And also, that was Sunday. I snuck to Jarvie. Everybody knows who Jarvie is. Jarvie's a major, 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 major guy out in the Los Angeles area. David Harrison Levy was at the party in attendance. Mike Stone. So many other names that, you know, I just can't even start to name right now. But, I can't forget Eric Zulli, man. Y'all make sure y'all check out his blog, man. Eric Zulli's doing some major big things. He was in the building at Jarvie's party. And right after that, y'all left and went to the R. Kelly concert. Sir Keisha Cole, boy, that's a fine little piece of woman right there. You hear me? And I mean, Kells did his fizzle as usual. You know, Chicago, I gotta represent. Anytime Kells anywhere within my vicinity, I got to go be where he at, cause the boy throws it down. Hey, to the people, I wanted to announce this on the radio. The July 13th show that I had, that I was booked on, at the Ontario Improv has been canceled. That show has not, yeah, I just, SS just got the building too. You got the building, got the news too. That show wasn't only canceled for me, but the entire show was canceled, so I'm going to be setting up a new date for that, so I got to let some people know that's a heartbreaker because I was really, really looking forward to doing that show, man, and really bringing that Trey Loveism to the next level. But don't worry, guys, it's a lot more going to be coming your way from me, because guess what? How about you can catch me at the Comedy Store this Thursday night, Michelle Murdoch, you know what I'm saying, hosted Tony Baker, man. We're going to get down for our crown, baby. You still going to get to see Trey Love. It'll be live at the Comedy Store this Thursday coming up. Also, got to shout out my little sweetheart, my little baby sister, Asha. She thinks she grown because she turning 18, but no liquor here, baby. I ain't no drugs, none of them designer drugs, you know what I'm saying. We'll work on some stuff, but I'm going to play a little music, y'all, and then we're going to come right back because we have on the line with us to deliver us the juicy news, Miss Carla EOTM Barnes. So let's take a little quick song, y'all, and as soon as we come back, we're going to have the juicy news delivered by Carla.
Spending every moment in the studio, I never said it'd be fair. But when you're all alone, I hope you truly know how bad I want to be there. Come right in. Set your back down. Took a night off for you. Go ahead and turn the lights off. Keep your heels on. If it ain't for what I'm about to do. Oh, 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 oh. Know you hate it late and I don't want it done. Just be quiet, I'll do fine without your help, girl. Can you work without a second bubble? Now you finally got a moment to yourself, girl. And I know what to do with it. 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 For so long to get you all alone. Now I finally got you right here. So maybe I'ma lock my door and disconnect my phone. Cause I wanna make one thing clear. I want you on top. So let your hair down. I took the night off for you. Turn the lights off. But keep your heels on. Took a night off for you. Go ahead and turn the lights off. Keep your heels on. If it ain't for what I'm about to do. Oh, 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 oh. Know you hate explaining how you want it done. Just be quiet, I'll do fine without.
about your health, girl. Can you work without a second for some fun? Now you finally got a moment to yourself, girl. And I know what to do with it. I know what to do with it.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning at the studio.
What's up? What's up? This is your girl Carla B with your Gilroy Radio News, brought to you by www.eotmblog.com. Stay connected to the number one site in entertainment news, exclusive celebrity interviews, what's up in politics, world news, hood news, and so much more. And we're going to break the monotony, if you will, this morning with some news and politics. I'm sure a lot of you heard about the new Wiener doll. The new Wiener doll comes to town. Apparently, the Anthony Wiener scandal has prompted the creation of a new action figure, y'all. Yes, it's not a bird or a plane, it's Wiener doll. And an online action figure company has created a doll of the New York congressman in two versions, censored and uncensored. So you can pick up your standard doll for $39 or the anatomically correct adults only version for an extra $10. They're making some money off of him. It's funny. I mean, you see the pictures. Both of them are dressed in gym shorts and shorts with a label that reads, "Tweet this." Wiener has acknowledged exchanging messages and photos that range from sexually suggestive to explicit with several women when he is currently on a leave of absence. And it was interesting to hear just recently that Obama, President Obama, he said that if he was Wiener, he would resign. Trey Love, what you got to say about that?
Man, leave that Wiener alone, man. Lee, what you think, Chip? You don't like him? He was a bad dude. Hold on a second. Sip got a little comment on that. Go ahead, Sip.
No, I just think that's pure karma, man. If you actually see some of his old interviews before all the scandal stuff, he was an asshole to interviewers, to just people. You know what I'm saying? That was a front. You know how he was the way he that being a good politician, a Democrat, all that was a front. You know what I'm saying? For this despicable man, you know what I'm saying? This is karma. It's just biting him back.
Well, you know what, though? Okay, this is SS, and my comment on it is simply this. Looks like in the game of politics, there's always some sexual scandal. So in his sexual scandal, he's not doing anything different from any of the rest of them are. So he got caught. He apologized. He lied. Now he said he was crazy. Now it's all the rest of it. So he's just going through his whole phases of the whole issue like everybody else.
All right, Carla. I'm letting them talk because I don't care. I said leave the Wiener alone.
I hear you. Well, continuing the saga, I guess, kind of sort of old Wieners. Fran Drescher, her ex-husband, it just recently came out that her ex-husband was gay, and he's her actually best friend. The great thing about Fran Drescher, you know, she's a great actress, and I'm so happy for her because she's coming out with her new sitcom on TV Land. It actually premieres tonight, June 15th, on the TV Land channel. And the title of her new sitcom is titled Happily Divorced. And then supposedly it's surrounded around her life with her ex-husband that came out the closet. So Fran is just hilarious, and I can't wait to see that sitcom.
I'm so tired of people being gay.
Oh, silly.
I ain't gonna even lie. You know what? And people know that I love all people. I'm the first one to say hey, but I'm just tired. Every time I look up, I'm tired. I'm really y'all wearing me out with this gay ish. Every time I look up,
every other, you know, so-and-so gay. I'm so tired of this gay stuff. So God bless his soul. I hope he listens to RuPaul and Work It Girl or whatever he wants to do. If Fran fine with it, fine. I'm just, everybody
yeah.
get high. That's, dude, I'm going to say it just like Rick Jane. Everybody just get high. Lord, I'm so tired of this gay stuff.
Outrageous. Okay. All right. We don't want to get you started.
I ain't finna knock. I ain't finna get in no trouble because that gay dollar green. You understand me? I don't care what you say. Now that gay dollar is green. I know some very nice gay people and they pay well. Anyway, but like I was saying, I'm just every time you look up, it's somebody coming out with something. So look to all the gay people, y'all keep. Man, black people need to get together like gay people. I ain't bullshitting. If we could get our strength together, we'd be bad. Cause them gay people, they ain't no joke. Matter of fact, later on today, we got a special guest. This is going to be a fun show, y'all. Go ahead, Carla.
Oh, my God. Okay. All righty. So I'm sure a lot of you heard about the Jennifer Hudson thing. A couple of days ago, she was rushed to the emergency room for, they said she had food poisoning. It was right after her Good Morning America appearance. And so she was rushed to the hospital. She had food poisoning, according to her doctors. But there's been a lot of speculation, and a lot of people are saying that it wasn't food poisoning. She just had some bad after effects of her surgery. They're saying that she had that surgery that makes people lose that excessive amount of weight really fast. So now they're trying to say that she really didn't lose weight as stated. I think she was losing weight via Weight Watchers or Jenny Craig, one of them. But they're now trying to say that it was due to surgery. And did you hear about that?
Wait, who was this now? I didn't hear you the first time.
Jennifer Hudson. She was rushed to the emergency room.
Well, first of all, I want to say to Jennifer herself, darling, this is from 5G, and I'm sure that everyone agrees with this. We praying for you, sweetheart. As a person that is in this business, I know the pressures that things cause. And see, one thing that I've experienced, that this young woman has experienced, that in my opinion, this is my opinion, I don't think that we know really how much that young lady is suffering due to the death of her mother. I lost my mother, and I know that that can be something that's devastating, and it's not something you get over in an album and you say, okay, fine, I'm going to just make another album, I'm going to go on tour. And even when she's out, it's kind of like I've seen her perform even since her mother's passing, and it seems as if she does. I mean, Jennifer Hudson is an American Idol. She's like Oscar, not just worthy, but she's an Oscar winner. I mean, her talent proves and speaks for itself. But like I said, as a person that does this business and still has to live a regular, normal life, I'm going to truly say that I do know, because I pray for that woman, because I kind of feel her pain. So the things that, you know, for people to spread rumors and, you know what I'm saying, as the media, yes, we do need to have certain things to be delivered about our artists. But instead of us judging her, I want to say to everybody, and I know this is from 5G, to you, Jennifer, we are praying for you and hoping the best for you, sweetheart. And make sure you keep your health, your mental health, your physical health, all that in order, because that's what counts, baby. Church.
Right, exactly. And I definitely agree. I know when I heard those rumors in regards to her possibly having that surgery, I really didn't believe it, because the day after it was announced that she was in the hospital for food poisoning, young actress Selena Gomez, the girlfriend of Justin Bieber, she was in the hospital. She was rushed to the hospital for food poisoning. So right after her appearance, I believe they said on the Jay Leno show. So I'm like, is she having the surgery too, or are people going to say that maybe she had an abortion or something like that? It's just within the entertainment industry, you already know, there's so many, you know, the paparazzi and the media is just crazy, especially when it comes to trying to get the hottest stories and all that good stuff. So I think that's really, really unfortunate. But, yes, Selena Gomez had food poisoning as well.
Well, To Selena, I'm going to give you the same homage I gave Jennifer. Like I said, you know, I come from a praying family, from praying people. I know y'all hear me joke and talk a lot of stuff about my feelings about religion, but one thing that has not left me and one thing I never will stray away from is the power of prayer. Prayer is very powerful. So I want to say again, from 5G, to that young lady, to all of these young ladies, and to anybody suffering, man. You know what I'm saying? It's more people suffering than just celebrities. So I just want to say to the family and to the people that are going through these things, know that you are supported, loved, and prayed for from 5G.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And I have a couple more things. Number one, I want to definitely give my my thoughts, felt prayers to what is her name? She has a really big face. I'm just kidding. Tori Spelling from 90210 and her reality show with her husband. She actually was just recently in a car crash, actually at her kid's school. She's okay. Her kids are fine and all that good stuff, but just wanted to, you know, heartfelt prayers with her. I think she was just bumped up a little bit, but because, you know, she's pregnant as well. I think she's like 7 months pregnant now with her third child. So speedy recovery to Tori Spelling. Hopefully it wasn't that, hopefully she wasn't taking any, you know, PAX awards, that depression type stuff. You know how some Hollywood folks, they just can't take the pressure.
Carla be dogging people out. Carla just like, can't take the pressure. Well, too, Tori, you know, in Hollywood, they do them designer drugs. They pretty good. I had some the other day and went to Mars. They are some pretty delicious drugs, I'm
Mars.
Telling you. So. Yeah, you got to be careful. Really, I say honestly, we got to start staying home when we do those kind of drugs. Don't go pick the babies up, you know what I'm saying, and you just.
Exactly.
And with her kind of money, she could have sent somebody. I would have went for her. You know,
she's
I would have
sold her. She want to be a mommy, though. She want to be a mommy. You know, she want to, you know, do that thing, get in the trenches and stuff for whatever
mm-hmm.
reason. But the last thing I want to talk about is what's going on with Tracy Morgan. We've been posting so many blogs in regards to his homophobic rants, and you almost reminded me of him a little bit. Trey Love a little bit ago. And the only thing you did was you were going to
say people, I'm just tired of every time I look up. I'm tired of it. Go ahead, though. I want to make sure I put that up.
I'm definitely with you. I think it's really unfortunate because they were arguing, everybody, you know, all this outcrying and things of that sort in regards to his, what he said when he was doing his stand-up comedy in Tennessee. I'm like, he is a comedian. You're at a comedy show. What do you expect to hear? You know, so I thought that was really crazy. I think he said something of the sort. I can't really pull it up because I'm having internet issues right now. But I think he said, and it's not verbatim, but he said that if his son came home and told him he was gay, he would stab him with a knife. You know, so he said that. And, of course, all the gay and lesbian people, they all this stuff, they talking about boycotting Tracy Morgan. And then so the next day, Chris Rock comes on and defends Tracy Morgan. He's like, the man's a comic. You know, he's a comic. Leave him alone. You know, that's what we do. And then the next day on Chris Rock's website, he retracts that statement, and he says, oh, I just found out what he said. Oh, and he was wrong. So I'm like, okay, that was messed up to me of Chris Rock. But I guess when you're making that much money, you don't want to get involved in those kind of issues. But, yeah, that's what Chris Rock did. He came back and retracted what he said. And he's like, yeah, he's wrong. I don't know what he's thinking about. So that's crazy. So you're a comedian as well as an actor on so many other things. What are your thoughts on this?
Hold on. I got to get the good mic to answer this. Hold on. This is what I want to say to all the people that are listening to 5G Radio right now, to all my listeners, and I pray to God that everybody and their grandma listen to this show. And when I say their grandma, their great-grandma, make sure y'all advertise this one. I'm a comedian. If you really are listening to what I'm saying and don't realize that these are jokes and that half this stuff is a bunch of lies, then fuck you, okay? And I'm saying that from the bottom of who I am as a man, as a person. I do stand-up comedy. These are jokes. I've been doing comedy for 15 years of my life. And to anyone that gets offended, I mean, you're going to have to just tighten up your little G-string or your little draws and really honestly chill the fuck out.
It was a comic on TV last night, a white guy, I can't think of his name, that was saying the same exact thing. We do stand-up comedy. I'm a joker. And see, the thing is, I've had issues with people where people have issues with me thinking that, you know, taking things serious. I'm going to be honest. Sometimes I've even gotten a little offended or upset, but it's not nothing to start a campaign about or sit here and go through all these changes. The man is a stand-up comic. I met Tracy. Tracy's a beautiful brother. He's a good person. You understand what I'm saying? And for people that know, Eddie had a bunch of gay jokes. Richard did gay jokes. I've done gay jokes. I did a gay joke on BET. Does that mean in any way, shape, or form that I think a certain way about a certain people? Hell no. Because whatever any man or woman is doing in their life, that's on them. I'm not here to judge. I'm not God, at least to some people, but I'm not here to judge. Hey, hold on. Y'all better think I'm playing. This trailer isn't. This 5G, baby. You understand what I'm saying, church? But what I'm saying is I'm not here to judge anybody. Do what you want to do. But as a comic, if you don't like my material, if you don't like what I'm talking about, do not come to my show. Do not purchase the tickets. Don't pay attention to me. Cut 5G radio off. Don't listen to me. And that'll be fine, because know that the true core of me as a man, I got love for each and every one of you. So when I'm joking, and the key word being joking, that means I'm not serious. That means I'm playing with you. I'm lying. And if you take it that serious to a point that you want to sit up here and try to end my career, then fuck you. Thank you, Carla.
I'm Rachie then. That's what's up. That's what I needed to hear. I'm telling you, on a Tuesday, Twitter me Tuesdays. I'm going to Twitter that, just so you know. It's going to be a beautiful thing, though. We're going to create some great publicity and all that good stuff. But that's all I have. You guys, love you to death. Gil Worry, Empire, 5G Radio. For these and other stories, you could definitely check them out via my blog site, which is www.eotm.com. blog.com, and for those of you that are still trying to type it in and figure out what did she just say, EOTM stands for Entrepreneurs on the Move, www.entrepreneursonthemove.com, just the acronym though, and you'll find our blog site. And make sure you also check us out on Blog Talk Radio as well. If you go to www.eotmradio.com, you'll find us. Make sure you subscribe to receive alerts and like our radio page. Thanks so much, Gilroy. 5G.
Oh, thank you for calling in, Carla.
Everybody else.
You know how they say bipolar? Carla, I just found out they diagnosed me. I'm tripolar.
That's what's up. That's a beautiful thing.
Do you hear me?
I knew
thank
you were
so much
unique.
For no you
problem.
Knew I was. I like that, y'all. She called me unique. But, Carla, we want to thank Carla. Hey, everybody say bye to Carla. SS, say bye to Carla and thank her for the news.
Bye, Miss Carla. Thanks for the news today.
All right, Scipio, go on and give her a shout.
Bye, Carla. Thanks for the info.
Hey, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we need. All right, Carla, you have a good day, and thanks for the juicy news by EOTM, and send my love to all the family. That's church.
Most best. Peace.
Peace. All right, everybody, that was the juicy news on EOTM Radio. I mean, on Gilroy Radio. I don't even know where I'm at. I used to work with them. But anyway, on 5G, you know, look, I done did every radio show. But this is 5G Radio Gilroy. We live, y'all, from the Sugar Shack. Y'all heard it right now. It was live. It was the juicy news delivered by Carla. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you, we're going to start having her at least every Tuesday and Thursday or whenever we can have her to come, Tuesday and Friday, y'all, whenever she can come in and deliver the juicy news, because it really adds a certain flavor to the show, y'all. We keep up to date with topics and what's going on. And like I said, forgive Tracy Morgan. Y'all know y'all gonna go see him in another movie. Y'all know when he do another Comedy Central special. Y'all know we gonna call in. Y'all know we gonna tune in because the nigga funny. I'm gonna put it on out there, and he's a talented brother. And trust me, he ain't trying to hurt nobody. So this song is dedicated to him and all the folks that got something to say about what a brother doing, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all really gotta really. Yeah, I know I'm good like that. See, this is what I do. I set the mood and I set the tone, and I'm prepared. Every time I hit the stage, and it don't even matter if I'm doing it live from the Sugar Shack, which I'm doing it right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, we got Big Dollar on the line, y'all, the producer of Trey Game. Also, he's going to give you a lot more background of things he's done, what he got coming up. But for now, man, like I said, this song is dedicated to all the people that got something to say about what we're doing. Yo, real talk.
Welcome to the future.
Blue, three,
Find me a nice soft place to land.
Come on now. Come on now.
show it. Hold up. I'm just a runway show, but I wait until my plane is my runway clothes. Catch me sweat, they come out next year, but these my last year's sweat. And my hoe's so sick. Your new chick can't fuck with my old bitch. And you know this shit. I'm professional, they know this shit. I just may let you borrow this. This the blueprint, nigga, follow this. This what tomorrow is. Welcome to tomorrow, bitch.
Whatever you about to discover, we all set. You about to tell her you love her, we all set. Always wanna fight in the club, we all set. But you can't bring that blue chick back. Y'all steady chasing the fame, and we all set. Overtime clothes and chains, we all set. Niggas still making it rain, and we all set. But you can't bring the blue chick back.
We all bad, Tim's we all bad, friends we all bad.
Yeah, we all bad, and you still on that. And we still making money, cause we still on that. It ain't black versus white, my nigga, we all bad. Please tell Bill O'Reilly to fall back. Tell Rush Limbaugh to get off my balls. In 2010, I 1864. Yeah, we come so far, so I drive around town, hard top and it's off. And my Tribeca loft with my highbrow, and my high yellow bra. And my dark skin sense, and my best white mate, say what's up to Chris. How's that for a mix? Got a black president, got green president. Blueprints in my white eye, hard black diamonds in my Jesus piece. My God, we ain't tripping off that. It's a Benetton hat, nigga, been up off that.
Whatever you about to discover, we all set. You about to tell her you love her, we all set. Always wanna fight in the club, and we all set. But you can't bring that future back. Y'all are steady chasing the fame, and we all set. Overtime clothes and chains, we all set. Niggas still making it rain, and we all set. But you can't bring the future back.
Chris, we all bad. Tim's, we all bad. Friends, we all bad.
Yeah, we all bad. And you still on that. And you still making money, cause you still on that. I don't give a fit up, a bit out of the age. You used to move, what you used to do. And I don't give a fit up, a bit out the bitches that you used to screw. What your future do? And we don't really care what you used to say. Unless that affects your future pay. I'm on the practice field running 2 a day. So I don't drop the ball when it's through my way. So I don't give a fit up, a bit out the shit that you probably did. Who you probably is. The only time I deal in past tense. Cause I'm past friends and I'm past tense. If you driving it, I drove it. And we don't give a fit up, nigga, we off that.
Whatever you about to discover, we all set. You about to tell her you love her, we all set. Always wanna fight in the club, and we all set. But you can't bring the future back. Y'all are steady chasing the fame, and we all set. Overtime clothes and chains, we all set. Niggas still making it rain, and we all set. But you can't bring the future back.
Chris, we all bad. Tim's, we all bad. Friends, we all bad.
Yeah, we all bad. And you still on that. And we still making money, cause we still on that.
That deep down, get your face. That flavor lemonade. Get your face when you see your face. Yo, hey, yo, this one goes out to all of my critics. Don't you feel stupid? Look how I did it. Look how it came to pass when I said it. We could do that, but I don't need no credit. Yes, I'm epic. Look how I rep it. It's been 8 years, but I broke the record. Yup, the record. Yup, the record. Yup, the record. I'm all that I can be. And I'll admit, I'm appalled when you envy. Cause you can do it too, and you can do it too. I just happen to be the girl that they threw it to. So I'ma bounce back, and I'ma ball out. And every time you see me, I'ma go all out. And I'ma win till it ends in. Don't be mad when you see me transcending. Coach.
We will fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa.
Yeah, that's right, y'all heard that. Coochie Mane told y'all we've been fly too long, you dig? Man, we live from the Sugar Shack right now, baby. I am the one and only Trey Love, the Playboy Comedy, baby. Y'all live with me right now. Yo, today we have special in-studio guest live from the Sugar Shack. We got SF in the building today, yeah. Next week, be on the lookout. Coming to blogtalkradio.com/Gilroy. You can call in 310-861-2317. It'll be live, the video show, y'all. Gonna be having a good time. So right now, man, it's a funny way to introduce somebody that's so major. You know, it's hard to, like, really put it down and give it to him the way he deserves to be. You know what I'm saying? Put to the forefront. This is one of the most intelligent, one of the most masterful, one of the slickest producers I've ever had the opportunity to meet, vibe, and work with. This man does hip-hop, hip-rock. He's an animator. You know how they say, like, rich people yell, and wealthy people, they don't say nothing. You don't really hear wealthy people. Yeah, I'm affiliated, man. That's why I'm bringing live to you right now, my friend and yours. We got Dollar on the line, y'all.
Trailer.
Oh man, chilling.
Hey man, don't nobody get no introductions like you. That's ridiculous, man.
I appreciate that, man. Welcome to Gilroy Radio, man. Welcome. Go ahead, man.
Thank you, man. Glad to be here, man. Appreciate it.
Well, man, glad to have you on the line, man. Look, man, I just want to, first of all, thank you for giving me the opportunity to interview you on my show. And also, man, I want to thank you for that badass track you got me over there banging, man. That Straight Game, man, I done got a few requests for that, man. I got to get back in the studio and finish that, man. I'm going to drop that as my next single. So I want to thank you for producing such an amazing track for me, man.
Oh, man, it's nothing. It's nothing, man. You know how we get down.
For sure.
We got to get you back up in there.
Oh, for sure. I'm ready to get in the studio, man, and really work on some more stuff, too. So I see that you got something, and DBI live at Blue Moon Nights, it says 2-6 on the 2-6 blowout, 6-26-11. Give the people, you know, my listeners, the information so they can get to see you live, man.
Okay, well, basically, it's a night full of a bunch of real talented MCs and artists. There's some dance crews coming out there. It's going to be hosted by Big Tigger from BET's The Basement and one of the original hosts of 106 in Park. And it's going to be at the Blue Moon Nights. I think it's a little nightclub. It's a nice little nightclub from what I hear. I've never performed there before, but I've heard some good things about it. But it's right off of Lancashire in the heart of NoHo, North Hollywood. Lancashire and I want to say Vineland. But if you're familiar with that area, as soon as you get off of the 134 freeway, it's right next to that big auto center that's right there. And it's supposed to be, you know, a real cool night, man. It's going to be some good people out there, some live music, some exciting, exhilarating performances. It's going to be crazy, man. I hope everybody can come out.
And that's the same night as the BET Awards, am I correct?
Yeah, that's actually an official after at the BET Awards. Don't quote me on how much the tickets cost. I think I got about 15, 25 tickets left. You can box me at Dollar Isaiah Chapman on Facebook or hit me up on Twitter at DVI_music, and you know how we spell music. It ain't how everybody else spell music. So that's M-U-Z-I-K. So, and I think I got about 15, 25, maybe 25 at the most tickets left. I started out with about 65, and they went yesterday. So, you know, I'm about halfway down, and I got these tickets for $10. I think they're going for 20 at the door.
Okay, bet. So I hope all the listeners got a word of that. You know, this official BET after party. And I want to give a shout-out to Safi, too. I know she's working on some things. She's actually going to be attending the BET Awards. It's lined up for her. I think she's going to be on the red carpet or something, you know, that's part of 5G. So congratulations and big shout-out to her. And, yeah, we definitely do attend that after party with Dollar, y'all. Yeah, you see I'm making it major. Yo, so look, I got a couple of someone, you know, I got some people chatting with me. They want to know who you've worked with and how long you've been in the game.
I've been doing music since I was a kid, man. I've been doing music since probably the fourth, fifth grade, professionally probably since I would say 96, 97 when I got my first deal. I used to be with a group called Puzzle Quick. We were signed to the first Warner and then LaFace. And we were actually one of the first two groups on LaFace. It was us and Outkast. Just some things happened internally with the group, and we all decided to go our separate ways, and I became a solo artist. I was also in a group with a friend of mine, Novelist. He's in a group called the Rockternals right now that you're actually on the band.
Yeah,
Warped Tour.
That's a phenomenal too, man. I've seen y'all live, man. I've seen them get down live. That was hot.
Yeah, man. That's been my ace, man, for about 15 years. He's actually the co-owner and co-CEO of Toon Farm, which is my animation company. He's also the co-creator of the Jammies cartoon show that we got coming out real soon. So, you know, I like to keep it in the fam. You know, once I vibe in jail with somebody, we just like to keep it going like that, man. You know, that's one of the hardest things to get in this business is some true people that's going to stick with you through thick and thin. And he's been doing it like that. So and together, me and him have worked with a lot of cats, man. Collectively, we're responsible for, you know, over 250 different productions and records, from everybody from 702 to the Thug Mansion song on the Nas record, the Better Days, and the Tupac record. We've also done some stuff for, you know, a lot of the LA underground artists like Micah 9 and just, man, I can't even think about other people that we've worked with. I've worked with a lot of people, man. I'll be sure, Casey, Aaron Hall, Teddy Riley, I do hip hop. I rhyme because I can't sing. So, but my heart is in the R&B, man. I write my music to the old school classics. I write a lot of my raps to the Dramatics, to Teddy P, to the Whispers, man. I mean, I love hip hop to death, but R&B is definitely in my soul. So I really run with a lot of R&B cats. I just like the soulfulness of the music and how it comes from the heart. My take on hip-hop nowadays, man, we could be a long time talking about that. I just think that people need to get back to the depth of music and not really talk about so much about what they think people want to hear, but just give them the real, man, because we all put on our pants leg one leg at a time. And, you know, just all of this fakeness that's out there is ridiculous, and it's going to come back to bite people in the ass before a blessing.
Right. Well, you know what, man? Let me comment on that real quick, man, because, you know, that's one of the things, man, that I thank you for is your friendship because of that. And I've had so many experiences, and I'm going to just call them out how they are, so many fake-ass motherfuckers out here, man, until it's like when you meet somebody that's real, that's down to earth, that's a human being, and we can sit down and we can talk. And what I respect about you, too, you know what I'm saying, as a man is, like, with all the stuff you've done, working, you know, being signed with LaFace and stuff, you meet all these cats out here, man. You know, anybody that's in L.A., Scipio, I know he can vouch for this. We meet all these cats, man, that, you know, they might have done a commercial or a TV show or, you know, one or two things, and then they walk around like they just, oh, yeah, you know, yeah, back in 71, did you see me in the Mac? Did you catch all of these?
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? I mean, you know, like, did you catch that? You seen when I walked by Goldie, right? Yeah, yeah, I just been out here on my grind. You know, I just been out here on my grind. So I'm saying, when you know,
right,
when you,
right,
you
right.
actually... What I love about people that actually have accomplished things is, yeah, I talk stuff on Facebook. I talk stuff on, you know, my radio show like I'm doing now. But when I'm out in the streets, and this is something I used to despise about comics, like it seems as if no matter where they are, they have to let everybody know they're the life of the party and that they, you know, sometimes if a person doesn't recognize me, I don't need to tell you who I am. If I have to tell you who I am, then to me, I'm not doing my job. I have not done enough.
Hey,
if I don't walk
yeah,
into a
yeah.
you feel me, bro? And that's what, like
yeah,
I said,
nah,
you know, players
say that
like us. Yeah. No, for real. If I walk into a room and I got to announce who I am, then I ain't working hard enough. You understand what I'm saying? I need to be a walk into a room and they, oh, Trey, hey, look, I want to be so bad that they gonna already know, man. Trey Love is coming.
that's real talk, man. That's
you
real
feel
talk.
Me?
I grew up with the understanding that your last accomplishment could be your greatest enemy. So anytime
wow.
you walking around, you know, with your last accomplishment on your chest, like one of these blinged out chains, then you just shot your career in the foot.
Wow.
I mean, it's a wrap at that point. When you're sitting there talking about what you did, each day that goes by that you talk about what you did is a day further in the path that accomplishment is. You know, I look at it, I've done a lot of things, you know, I've been very blessed in this entertainment industry because I've seen it chew people up and spit them out. And I've been very blessed to last this long professionally and you know, make a living at it. You know, I haven't had a 9-to-5
right.
job shit since 19 something, and I think
century,
that all
ain't it? That last century, you know, they had slaves. They still had slaves back when you first made your, how they say, how I like to say, when you first made your pimp dollar, when you made your first pimp dollar, they still had slaves.
Man, I'm telling you, it's a blessing, man. And I think you do it by staying humble. I think you make it happen by, you know, just always pushing to better yourself. And that's something that you know, we do over here in my camp. You know me and novelists and yourself included, and just everybody I run with, man. If they're not always on their grind, I got a thing to say, I'm on my Godzilla grind every day. And Godzilla
yep.
grind means Godzilla's a big green monster, right? And,
yeah.
and that big green monster that we all chasing out here in this recession and these hard times is that dollar. So I'm on my Godzilla grind every day. Every time that God blesses me the ability to open my eyes and wake up and set my feet on the floor, I'm in motion because he don't do room service. So I got to go.
I love when it, see every now and again, just like I'm be honest, I had the Moody's on last week, and this is kind of like the same vibe. I'm noticing that God is sending me a certain vibe. You know what I'm saying? When He's sending stuff to my show, man. I hope the listeners that's paying attention, because see, bro, I know you experienced what I experienced. There's so many haters out there, and my thing is,
mm-hmm.
here go to me. You got time to hate? You really have that much time on your – I'm so busy. I remember – and I'm not going to say the names of these two people, but they're both two good friends of mine, comics. I remember asking this one comic, you know, about another. I we've been knowing each other for years, been down with these guys. And I say, hey, man, how's so-and-so doing? My boy say, look, man, I'm so busy worried about myself. Till I really don't have, he say, no disrespect, I love the brother when I see him, but I cannot really tell you what he's doing. And see, that's the thing, that's where I'm at with it. I don't, and people be laughing at me on Facebook, yo, you don't visit nobody page, you don't do this, you don't do that. Hey, here's my thing. I'm on, like you said, that Godzilla grind every single day. And see, that's why I like my boy Scipio. He a young up-and-coming comic, man. I told the brother to get to my house at a certain time to get on the radio. This brother got here 45 minutes before he had to be here. You see what I'm saying? That's the kind of
right.
stuff that I'm paying attention to. And even I was explaining to him, like, this is what I learned from Jay-Z. Before you get the million, act like you got a million. You understand what I'm saying? When you come through my door, as my friend, is one thing, but when it comes to business, you gotta treat me like how I'm gonna make you treat me. You're not gonna be allowed to treat me just like I'm some amateur cat, because I'm not. I put in my work, I've dedicated to my grind, I'm humble, but at the same time, I do have a sense of
entitlement, because I know I done put in my work and I'm going to continue to work. And, yeah, I'm going to be humble and I'm going to hit the stage and I'm going to dedicate. But at the same time, before we even get there, the patterns that you lay, and I like to reach the children and the youth too, the patterns, that the habits you set up, like I always say, before you start pimping, you're going to be the person you were once you start pimping. Before you become a doctor, you're going to be the same person you were before you became a doctor. You understand what I'm saying? Before you become a major athlete, before you become a millionaire, the same person you are now is the same person you're going to be. So to dedicate this next song, and I also want to say, I saw on one of the blogs or something that Jaden Smith is going to be a millionaire before his teens, and I want to say big up to that shorty. Stay on the line, Dollar, because I'm going to play this quick cut. This is dedicated to Dollar. This is dedicated to the whole crew that I roll with, man. This is dedicated to Scipio SS. This is dedicated to Safi. This is dedicated to Carla, man. This is dedicated to my man Jaden Smith, man. One love to y'all over there. This 5G, man. This is how we doing it over here.
Big pimpin', baby. Thug 'em, fuck 'em, love 'em, leave 'em, 'cause I don't fucking need 'em. Take 'em out the hood, keep 'em looking good, but I don't fucking feed 'em. First time they bust, I'm breathing. Talking about what's the reason? I'm a pimpin' every sense of the word, bitch. Better trust and believe 'em. In the cut where I keep 'em, till I need a nut, till I need to be the guts, then it's beef, and I'm picking 'em up. Let 'em play with the dick in the truck. Many chicks wanna put chicken fists in cup, divorce 'em and split his fuck. Just because you got good head, I'ma break bread so you can be living it up. Shit, I part with nothing, y'all be frontin'. Me give my heart to a woman, not for nothing, never happen. I be forever mackin', heart cold and assassins. I got no passion, I got no patience, and I hate waiting. Hope get your ass in, and let's ride.
Coming straight about the black barrio. Make the meal a bomb for sorry ho. Now sit back and be my scenario. Oops, my bad, that's my scenario. No, I can't fuck a scary hoe. Now every time, every place, everywhere we go, hoes stop pointing and say, there he go. Now these motherfuckers know we carry more heat than a little bit. We don't pull it out over little shit. And if you catch a lick when I spit, then it won't be a little hit. Go read a book, you illiterate son of a bitch, and step up your vocab. Don't be surprised if your hoes have out with me and you see it coming down on your slab. Living gets so fabulous, so mad, you just can't take it. But nigga, if you hate now, then you wait while I get your bitch butt naked. Just break it. You gotta play like you ain't wet with two pairs of clothes on. I get your ass to the back as I blast to the track. Timberland, let me spit my pros on. Post it up in the pro zone. That's the track that we breaking these hoes on. Ain't the track that we flows on. But when shit get hot, then the glide start popping like ozone. We keep hoes drunk like Trigger Man. We really don't get no bigger, man. Don't trip, let's just get sold on the flip. Getting blown with the motherfucking Jigger Man, bitch.
My mama taught me everything fine ain't the finest, and everything that shine ain't a diamond. They say the change come with time and I'm finding, and most bitches take your kindness for blindness. Yeah, feel good laying here beside you, digging deep all nine up beside you. But we can kick it out in public, gotta hide you, cause all my partners in the hood done tried you. It's true that you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Well, listen, shouted, baby, I don't want a housewife. They say that you a freak, I'm thinking that they about right, because their pussy so good and your mouth tight. A pretty face, slim waist on a south night. She used to ask that them niggas in the south like. Super sexy, got a nigga thinking about a wife, wearing all white, being with her for life.
She a freak, though. She got an angel eyes with a baby face.
She a freak, though.
I want my mama and daddy to meet her. Maybe have my baby.
The main thing making niggas judge you is the same thing that make me wanna love you. From the smell of your hair, I wanna hug you. To the way you yell, give it to me when I fuck you. Plus, you ain't trippin' off a nigga cause he thuggin'. That's why I'm twice as happy as relationships are buzzin'. But my partner say you trickin' with his cuz. But never mind, I don't listen, they be bugging. They find it hard to understand how to tip love. This club, with a man and not a strip club. Well, baby, cuz tip clubs, leaving with girls. And in the morning, they'll be waking up with six girls. They don't know we more like homies when we pick girls. Why you worried about it? He ain't gotta make you his girl. Fuck what he think about you, I think you the shit, girl. Make me wanna bring another kid in the world. But she a freak, though.
She got an angel eyes with a baby face. I want my mom and daddy to meet her, maybe have my baby.
But she's a freak, though.
They keep talking to such a big lily, can't keep up with your face. You're my
I've been told every nigga in the streets know she nothing but a freak hoe. But when I look in the pretty eyes, I don't see it though. Now she done showed me some shit that I ain't see before. But what we do behind closed doors is for me to know.
All in all,
I've decided I'ma keep her though.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking grown man, what I'm creeping for? Just try me by the folks, that's what I'm told heaters for. I die by the for a real good reason though. That's how I feel, let my partners and my mama know. Keep it real.
Alright, y'all, we back live on Gilray Radio. This is Trey Love, the one and only Playboy Comedy. Got my special guest, man, live from the Sugar Shack with me, man. My man, Dollar Isaiah, man. Like I told y'all, he produced that hot track that y'all been requesting, man. I've been giving y'all a piece of it live on Gilroy Radio, and y'all been feeling it. Trey Game, man, we're going to finish that single and drop it and get it out there to the masses and to the public. And as y'all know, I'm a steel rock her, but at the same time, I'm putting the album together, man, a universal type of dude, man. I'm going to be doing some R&B, and I appreciate Isaiah for having the same vision and same feel. God bless. I do have somewhat of a decent voice. I'm not going to lie, y'all. Low-key, I've been taking singing lessons and stuff like that. You know, I always had a little magnetic personality, so I'm going to be giving y'all some R&B, some rap, some poetry. It's going to be many sides and facets to love. The album is going to be called Locksmith. I want to say it's going to be released. We're looking at early next year, but, you know, I'm in the studio working with producers such as Dollar to get this thing cracking, man. But that song, T.I., she a freak, though. I'm sitting here trying to talk to Scipio. We were talking behind the scenes. I was trying to tell Scip, ain't nothing wrong with dating an ex-stripper. Dollar, you ever dated a stripper before?
Hey, man, this is not – do we really – man, I've dated – yeah, yes, yes, Trey.
And look
yes.
at him. Hey, y'all heard him. He had to – yes.
Yes, there's – I don't know too many men – men that are into women and how women are into their sexuality that hasn't at least dabbled at the chance of getting at a stripper. So yeah, I've been with a few strippers in my life, man.
Man, you sound like a real player. He like a few. I said a. You.
Hey.
He made it plural.
Hey, well, you know, some things are like what they say about them chips. Can't just have just one.
Hey, man, look, I'm going to tell you like this. This ain't even no lie. I'm not going to say any of these girls' names, but I'm going to tell y'all straight up. Before I gave my life to Allah,
I used to. Why you laughing? No, for real, they ain't laughing. No, before I gave my life to Allah, man, I'm gonna tell you what I used to really, really enjoy doing. I had I'm gonna call them my, you know, a few friend girls. You know, it's about three of them, and we all lived together and everything. You know, and they used to work at a club in Miami called the Met. But people be laughing because it's funny, man. I used to cook for these girls, clean for these girls. I used to babysit their children. You understand, while they was at work, somebody had to feed these kids. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, hey, I've had the luxury of dating a few myself at one time together.
But they work different shifts.
They think I'm going to hell, but I had heaven on earth, so I'm fine. But, yeah, man, like I say, you know, and it's funny, too, because, like, a couple of these same women now, and I always say people try to, you know, say that you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. I beg to differ because, you know, what about turning a pimp into a good man? I know some women, you know, trying to write that book right now, How to Turn a Pimp into a House Husband. Church, because, you know, you can't stay that way forever.
Exactly,
I don't think.
Man.
I don't
think.
And you know what? That's what I want to give you props for, because I do know that, you know, you're a family man. You know, tell the people about what it's like, man. And myself, and actually today is the 17th birthday of my twin daughters, Christina and Candace. I want to send you all a happy, happy birthday. Today makes 17 years. Yeah, they Geminis. They're June, another set of June birthdays. But I just want to say this shout-out to my daughters real quick. I mean, I know, like I said, on the radio, I have a certain personality as a comic. Same thing we were talking about earlier with Tracy Morgan. It's just jokes. But the day that I looked into my daughter's eyes, it really it changed everything I am. I mean, I have it's a certain part of you that it really does change when you have children. So to my babies, I want to say I love y'all. Happy birthday. And Dollar, talk about that. You know, tell the family about your babies and everything, man.
Well, I mean, I got four kids. Today I have four because I really have four, but I didn't birth none of them. What I'm talking about. Three are my biological. Three are my biological. My oldest son, he's been my son. I've been in his life. We've been together since he was 3 years old. I'm a single father. I take care of all my kids with the exception of my oldest daughter who lives with her mother. They got a wonderful, you know, family life. She's remarried. You know, the kids are in sports. You know, and we got all a nice, healthy relationship. So we all hang out and sit down and watch ball games and stuff together. So, you know, it's just me and my three here and then my oldest daughter who lives with her mom. And it's a blessing to me, man. I wouldn't have it any other way. I wish sometimes that my younger kid's mother was a little bit more in their life and responsible. But like I said, man, at the end of the day, I wouldn't have it any other way. To be able to wake up every morning and see them, you know, changing right in front of my eyes, man, that's a blessing. You know, to know that
man,
a couple.
Man, you got me feeling all fuzzy right now, man. I don't like feeling fuzzy. I'm going to let SS talk to you a little bit. She a mama because I'm feeling a little fuzzy. I'm finna chill. SS, talk to Dollar for a minute. Ask him something.
Something, Dollar. I need to ask you something, so I'm going to ask you something. He just put me on the spot right here. But in any case, so you say that you take care of your kids, and you said you have how many children?
Four.
Okay, so Father's Day is coming up. So for Father's Day, what is it that you would like for your babies to do for you for Father's Day? You know, and before you ask this question, because men always complain that y'all get the short end of the stick on Father's Day and we give you guys, like, real crappy gifts and stuff. So I'm putting it out there. What you want for Father's Day? Tell your babies.
Leave me the hell alone for 20 minutes. Just give me 20 minutes.
Hey.
Shit.
No. It's 5G radio, y'all, and we're going to call this real NIGGA radio, baby. We get down. Tell us, leave me the hell alone. 20 minutes.
You know, every year for a while now, me and my I come from a huge family. My dad's the youngest of 11 kids, and so I got a whole bunch of cousins. And every year we do the cousins' family reunion day on Father's Day. So we all go to Magic Mountain and, you know, the kids just have a good time. And, you know, to me, I hear what fathers be saying about they get the short end of the stick. We take the women out for dinner and buy them all these gifts and we get dinner made at home like we do every night. But, you know, I don't have those complaints because, number one, I'm a single father, so my kids, you know, handle the Father's Day thing for me. I mean, to me, Father's Day is just, you know, men write a list. Write what you want your Father's Day to be so that there's no surprises, so that there's something that you don't want. I mean, closed mouth don't get fed. If you want to be left alone to watch the game, write a note. Leave me the hell alone so I can watch the game. That's my Father's Day. You know, if you want to be taken out for an extravagant, you know, surf and turf, write a note. Let them know that's what you want. I mean, you never know until you say something.
Well, this brother, he all blessed, man. Him and his baby mamas get along and stuff, man. That's beautiful, man. Cause, like,
it wasn't always that way. Shit, that's a work in progress. It wasn't always that way.
Because, see, they don't even call. My kids don't even call and wish me Happy Father's Day. It's like Happy Mother Fudge Cake Day.
But you know what, man? That's not the kids, man. My cousin went through the similar thing, and him and his son, God bless, have been reunited after 18 years. And a lot of that is just the bitterness on both parties' part. I don't want to say it's the mom. I don't want to say it's the dad. It's just bitterness. There's some unresolved issues that kids are being brought into the middle of, and that's wrong. So, you know, dog, just keep praying about that situation, and it'll change. These kids will realize that when they get older and they become adults, that they got two sides to their DNA, and they need to understand both sides of them. And you know, God willing, that they'll reach out to you during that time, and it'll be all good, man. You just got to keep hope that it's all going to work out for the best.
But you know what I love about man and maturing and really becoming a man. When I say you step into manhood, and I got to give some close people props for teaching me things. As we get older, sometimes, especially black men, we get set in our ways and we feel as if we know everything and can't nobody tell us nothing. Now, I'm gonna say black people as a whole, not just black men, as our race. Kind of get a bit arrogant as we get older into thinking we know everything and that what we know is law. And I want to say this, things are evolving, technology is evolving, people are evolving, and I want to say this to everyone, realize that the human being that you are is an evolution. We didn't always look like this. We didn't always have this form. 1,000 years from now, man will not even look the same way it does. But what you said was very key. It is part of the DNA, and like I said, I appreciate the people that have come into my life. What I've learned to do, and I want everybody to understand this, and this is a prayer I pray every day, and I usually like to say this at one point in my show, is this: God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. This is something that I learned the hard way. You can't control nobody. Let me say that one more time.
Just think about how hard it is to change yourself, and then you can realize the chance that you have in changing somebody else. It's slim to none.
Right. Hello. So my daughters know very much that I love them. They have fond memories, and again, what's been planted in them. And I'm gonna just say straight up, I released their mama. I released them. I have no bitterness, no ill. I wish all of them the best, and they know it. I've never wished ill towards them, but you know, just kind of the fight. For my kids, that's something I'm not even going to get into on the radio. It's been hard, but the thing is, time heals all wounds, and I'm going to tell you something.
That's right.
I ain't no little boy no more. I done got over that ish.
That's right.
Matter of fact, I want to talk about this track that I'm finna play real quick to get them a sample, man. Tell them about that cut Trey game, man, the one that you produced for me, man. Tell the people, like, because what I'm going to tell you, when I heard it, when you played it for me, it was like, yo, that's yours. I ain't know what to do. I was like flipping, like, oh my God. And it's like amazing because as I'm branding myself and career, I'm putting my name out, and my name is in my song. I'm a rocker. My name is in Trey Game. There are a couple of other rappers that have put, you know, God is blessing that, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, and even girls now that are rapping have taken notice and are respecting me. You know what I'm saying? I've been called the new bishop. You know what I mean? And I want to thank God for that. And I want to thank these rappers and musicians who appreciate me. But this song, Trey Game, that I'm doing, man, tell us about this track, man, because I want to know, like, when I heard it and I was just amazed that you let me get it. Tell me a little bit about the track before I let the people hear a little bit of it.
Man, to be completely honest with you, you had to remind me which one it was because I like to stay busy, man. I produce, but I don't really produce. I produce one album that I've done for myself. But I found that it is difficult for me to listen to a track and vibe to it and then turn around and put my words onto it. So I choose to work with outside producers and then produce for outside people. So when I do music, man, I just zone out. And whenever I'm feeling, I'm feeling. And that track, from what I remember, man, I think I was just watching I can't remember what movie it was, but it had a lot of band stuff going on. So you know, it was just something real big, you know, some just a big sound. I just kind of zone out when I'm doing tracks. Some stuff never see the light of day, and some stuff gets put on the tape and gets in the hands of talented artists like yourself. So,
I'm blessed to know you. I actually got my birthday shout person on the line getting ready to come through, but I got to play this cut real quick. We're going to play a couple of other songs, and then from there, I'm going to bring back our special guest that's going to be doing the birthdays, man. Y'all going to really, really have a good time, y'all. I'm telling you, Get Roy Radio getting down, 5G is in the building. But y'all, peep this track, man. And you know what? We got a little time. I want to discuss this track because I'm going to tell you, bro, it's a powerful, powerful track, and I'm able to showcase both of my talents on this track, some of my R&B skills that are going to be up and coming, as well as, you know, my lyrical satire. So y'all check this out, man. This track is produced by none other than my special guest today, Dollar. Peep this, y'all. This Trey Gang.
Something about being Trey Love. They asked me how I do it. This the best explanation I could give you.
Get your Trey Game on. 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 Get your Trey Game on.
To get your Trey Game on, you got to grind, redefine, look at the whole world and say it's mine. Before I start every day, I take a moment and pray. Thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for blessing me, Trey. Love a boy, king. Got deal, Roy. Make your girl think about me like I'm her toy. I bring joy and satisfaction with no distraction. I guarantee, pay me a fee, I'll make you see me in 3D. I'm a celeb, baby, that means a star. Make you redefine the definition of who you are. Limitless to narrow will tell you how far. You think you wanna go, baby, do you really know, baby? God gave you a good game and that's 5G, baby. Keep everybody laughing, feet tapping, be so your girl, for you know what happened. Virgin tight game, keep them clapping. In the gym in my book, keep my mind and body strong. My Trey Love just goes on and on and on and on.
Get your Trey Game on. Get your Trey Game on. Get your Trey Game on. Get your Trey Game on. Get your Trey Game on.
Man, that's some pimp-ish, man. Y'all heard the track, man. That's Dollar, man. Get your Trey Game on, Dollar. That's a cold track, man.
Man, you killed that right there.
I appreciate that, man. They ain't ready, man. I still got it. Well, you know, we were talking about it. We still got to get in the studio and finish that, man. We definitely got to finish that track because I want to drop that as a single.
Yeah, man, I got to get you on this voiceover stuff, too, for these kids.
We got to do that, man. And you know what? Matter of fact, stuff for the kids, man. We got to sit down and chop it up about a few more things, too. So right now, man, I'm going to play a couple songs. And like I said, stay on the line with us, man, because we got it's going to be a very special birthday shout today. This is going to be hilarious. People are going to love this. I dedicate this song to SS. I dedicate this song to players like me and you that love our kids regardless. You know what I'm saying? You know, this is just how it be, y'all. We're going to take it to music for a minute.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day, running from the police. That's right, mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was the black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You
you all appreciate it. Dear mama, you all appreciate it. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. Trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know
and dear mama.
What's up, baby? Yell everything this time, you know what I'm talking about? Yellow rims, yellow big booty, yellow bones,
yellow
lounge, yellow MPs, yellow watch, yellow charm ring, chain,
yellow
living room set, lemonade Gucci shoes for my girl.
Scoochie!
My problem's sitting on sixes, no 20s in my gun. Look at this motor knocking. Because it is a lemma. My wife don't judge your bitches, but you look more like a lemma. Sour apple bitter bitches, I'm not fucking with them. I'm truly stupid, crazy, this is how I feel today. I'm moving slow, cause Cody serums in my lemonade. I'm standing in the shade, and I'm selling lemonade. Kissing in the fight to go and right off in the A. Lemonade, diamond, brush, then put it in your face. Lemon head, diamond earrings I wore yesterday. I'm pissing wearing Renan, that's just how I'm chillin'. I'm smoking grapes and selling chickens, Corvette painted lemon.
Let's go, Jay.
Trey Game, man. It's going to be so many more things coming from him. If you need information, make sure you inbox him. Dollar Isaiah Chapman on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. He has the BET After Party things. We got a special guest on the line today. We do something a little different on Gilroy Radio. It's about to go all the way down. I got Miss Perlene Parker in today, going to do the birthdays. This is the show right here y'all been waiting on. But before I do that, speaking of birthdays, like I said, it's my daughter's birthday, so I hope Miss Parker's listening. Christina and Candace, they 17. Add that in there for them today. So check this out. This is what my horoscope says, y'all. It's so funny. The phone is ringing off the hook again today, and this time you are getting some very strange phone calls. Telemarketers, hawking weird gadgets are one possibility. Gossipy siblings are another. Screen the calls for your own peace of mind. Listen, y'all, here go my number live on Gilroy Radio. I want all y'all to call me, and this is my personal number. You can call me at 323-508-1831. Since they say I need peace of mind, I don't want no peace of mind, because the devil is the idol workshop. I mean, the idol mind, you know what I meant to say. The devil is the idol workshop. you got me. My mama do that. You know, the devil is the idol workshop. So speaking of the devil being, let me get Dollar back on the line. Hey, Dollar, you hear me over here tripping, man? Dollar, where you at with it, bro? You with me? Dollar, let me see where he at.
Oh, yeah, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hey, you hear me over here tripping, man?
Yeah, man, I was over here cracking up. The devil's an idol workshop, huh?
Right. I don't want no fit. The devil's an idol workshop, so I need to be busy. Hey, look here, y'all. We got a very special guest on the line about to do the birthdays. Like I said, we do things different over here at Gilroy Radio. So I want to welcome to the line, y'all. I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to just let everybody else have fun. It's about to go all the way down. Ladies and gentlemen, about to get a birthday shout. Y'all give it up for Miss Perlene Parker. Miss Perlene, welcome to Gilroy Radio.
Good morning, Silver. How y'all doing this morning? And just to clear up a few things, it says that the idle mind is a devil's workshop. I'm going to need you to get that right next time. Please, Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
First, I want to just say hi to SS. How you doing this morning, sister? And Brother Jeremy and Trey Love. You know I love your Trey and your show. I've just been enjoying it. I was feeling kind of bad this morning until I got to listening to your show, and you really lift my spirits up this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I also want to say hello to Carla. Carla, how you doing this morning, sister? Carla?
Oh, Carla, she ain't on the line, but she called in early. I want to make sure
Well, tell her, I think something special is going to happen to her. I felt it in my spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And Sapphire, oh, Lord, I just thank you this morning, Sapphire, because you is the reason everything is going on this morning. So I just say thank you, Sapphire. And also, Dollar Bill, you keep on doing what you're doing, okay, brother? Because I see the God is going to bless you today, too, Lord. That music sounds so good to my soul, because I was feeling down this morning. Y'all just don't understand until I got to listen here to this show here. But on the number of all that, y'all, we want to just give a special birthday greeting to Barbara A. Smith. And we want to also say happy birthday to Camille Tucker, China Gall Lopez, also Cornell Ward, and Darlene Miller, Carmelide, New Couture, oh, sorry about that, Lord, I don't got my glasses on here, Kevin Couture, oh, how you doing, Kevin know me from a long time ago, me and Kevin go way back, Kevin, all that crazy, now, you know how we go back, y'all, boy, yeah, and also, I want to give a shout out to Love and Living. Happy birthday to you. And also, Simran Providence. Happy birthday to all you lovely people, you Geminis, you two-faced. I'm sorry, I didn't say that. To all you Geminis, I want to say happy birthday. I love y'all. Praise the Lord, yeah. You know, I also want to say, give a special shout-out to Indulgent Concepts down there where I go work sometime and do some of my praise and outreach work. How y'all doing that Indulgent Concept today? Oh, y'all got to excuse me this morning. I was feeling a little under the weather because today, you know, my sister and my friend, although we got into a big confrontation this morning. I hate to bring all my troubles to y'all this morning, but I had a little trouble. Can y'all listen to me for a minute? Can I share my stuff with y'all? Y'all gonna listen to me? Okay, well, anyway, this morning, I got up early this morning, I went out and I sat on the porch, and I was sitting out on the porch, and my best friend of 40 years, she came over to say hello to me. But the problem was I had got some bad news last night. Well, the bad news was my best friend of 40 years.
40 years,
this woman been my best friend. Her name is Doralee Jones. So Doralee came over. Now, last night I got some bad news. I didn't really want to see Dora this morning. So Dora came over. She sat on the porch. And I didn't have much to say to her this morning because I was, you know, feeling a little bad about what I heard. So she spoke to me, and I looked over at her. She said, you know, how you doing this morning? I said, I'm doing just fine. And she looked back at me, and she said, you don't act like you're doing fine. You act like you got a problem this morning. I said, but you know what? I do got a problem this morning. She said, well, what's wrong? I said, well, they said that you said my man had a mole on the tip of his thing. Oh, baby, she looked up at me and she got angry. I could see the fine eyes. She said, I ain't say your man had a mole on the tip of his thing. I said, it looked like he had a mole. It felt like he had a mole on the tip of his thing. That is what I said. So what she was saying is that she had just slept with my man. Do y'all hear me here? She told me she ain't see the thing, she felt it. But that means she was sleeping with my man, my best friend of 40 years. So y'all got to understand, I'm feeling really upset this morning. Y'all know, hell was upset, I'm mad as hell. I'm ready to go and do something to her. Should I do something to her?
You know what? I think, Sister Perlene, I think you should let go and let God. You're a Christian woman, and you know that God ain't going to bring you no good. That woman was wrong, and two wrongs don't make a right. You know that, Sister Perlene.
You so is right. I know vengeance is mine, says the Lord, but sometimes the Lord just going to be coming fast enough. Sometimes it takes too long. You know, I know you're a long-time God, but, hey, sometimes I got to just step out there and do something to him.
Well, I'm going to tell you, S is sister in the struggle. She want to jump in and tell you how you should handle that. So I'm going to see what y'all conspire. Go on and work on that with her,
SS. Somebody help me, Lord Jesus.
Well, Miss Perlene, you got to, you know, update me a little bit more now. Well, you can go back and give me the story a little bit.
Okay. Perlene.
Okay. Ooh. 4 years. You said your 40 years, your best friend, and your best friend slept with your man? Is that what you're telling me?
Slept with my man. You don't think I'm supposed to go in and just beat her down? Throw some pot ass on her?
No, hold on, Miss Perlene. I'm going to tell you that. Now, you know that old saying about payback as a mother, right? Does she have a man?
No, she ain't got no man. Had no man in 40 years. No, she had no man. But she was with my man.
All right, okay. Well, then, Miss Perlene, I got to go here then. I'm going to take it off the sister, and I'm going to have to go to your man then. Now, a man is only going to do, you know, she didn't make your man go there. So, in this case, you can't really deal with the woman. You got to deal with your man. So, what you going to do about him?
You think I could go bobble on her and cut his thing off? Hey, what
do
you think I should do with him?
No, you're going to have to leave her alone right now because really, see, a woman can't make a man do nothing. She can't make him do nothing. So you're going to have to deal with the man. So, you know, me personally, I've had my little bouts with, you know, a woman wanting to approach me about what a man had done. And I had to check a few of them about some stuff like that. So you don't want to go to the woman because it ain't her fault. It really truly ain't. I know she's your best friend, but that man is the one that you're going to have to deal with. So either you're going to have to, now I don't promote violence, but sometimes you're going to have to, you know, do some things, Miss Curly. I'm sorry, you're just going to have to do some things. And I think you know what I mean. So you're going to have to deal with him. So how do you think you want to deal with him? What you going to say to him?
I want to cut him.
But Miss Perlene, all I gotta say about that is just don't get caught. All right, there's a way to do that. You just don't get caught. Now here, Mr. Trey Love, he's getting nervous over here now. So hold on.
You putting out there on Gilroy Radio that you're gonna be cutting people. This is public access. People is listening to you.
Oh Lord, you so right, Trey Love. I wasn't thinking. You know I'm right. I'm not in my right state of mind. So you just got to forgive me. I'm a little upset. That's why I'm here admitting y'all my psychiatrist.
Right,
I'm gonna cut him off. Thank you,
Oh, Lord, these church women.
I want to thank you. I also want to give a shout out to my church, my church family, because I've been going to them and talking to them too, Lord, and they may be tuning in. You know, I'm a member of the First Missionary Ward, Word to the World, Mount Olive, W. Cat Daddy Church of God in Christ. And I want to give a shout out to my pastor, Pimps on Wheels. My pastor, Pimps on Wheels. How you doing, Reverend Pimp on Wheels? And I want to thank you, SS and Trey Love, for working this here out for me and really just giving me a better outlook on this, because y'all are the ones that say, hey, Lord Jesus, I was going to go kill her. I was going to be like Sophia in the Color of Purple. All my life I had to fight. I had to fight my dad. I had to fight my father. I had to fight my sister. I know they ain't safe in the family, man. But the day I want to step on my husband, I was going to kill him, folks. God got
to kill him, y'all.
I'll kill him. But I want to thank y'all for listening to me and my problem. And what I decided to do, I'm just going to take it to the Lord in prayer. Because at the end of the day, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm blessed going in and blessed coming out. And I want to thank y'all today. Hey, help me, Holy Ghost. I want to thank y'all this morning, because y'all gave me what I need, a word of encouragement from the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's been Birthdays with Sister Pearlene Parker. We want to thank her for her input, for calling in and blessing us. Hey, Dolly, did you feel the spirit through the phone? She got a knife in one hand and a Bible in the other.
Man, I'm on one knee with one hand in my pocket ready to give my offering.
We're going to have to put that money up. All right, y'all, we're going to take it to a quick song. This song is dedicated. I always play this to the birthdays, you know what I'm saying? When I do my birthday segments, y'all know I got to play this song, because one thing I believe in is some good sex. It don't matter who you having it with, how you doing it, that's your business, but make sure it's good, especially good on your birthday. Kick it like this here, y'all.
Shout to L.A.D.
Girl, it's your birthday. Go, it's your birthday. That bitch in the club on defense, but you brought your A game. Man, I'ma give you heaven
if you leave with me, Charlie.
I wanna be your present.
Girl, come ride me.
Say goodbye to these guys and hello to my ride. Gonna get us where we need to go. Cake, ha ha ha, you must be joking. But I tell you what, baby girl, I'ma bust that pussy. Gonna give you a back rub, then we'll hop in my hot tub, get vanish with my pink cup. Now I got that ass up to the point you're screaming out, it hurts, yeah. But you gotta admit it, quench your thirst, you're thirsty.
Girl, you know I
right, everybody. Welcome back to Gilroy Radio. You already know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? We done did the birthday sex, man. We've had a wonderful, wonderful show so far. You know, it's coming down to the end. The train is about to end, but I'm going to just say it's been a wonderful, wonderful 2 hours. But y'all know I cannot leave y'all. You know what I'm saying? First of all, we got to make sure that we still got Sister Pearlene and we got Dollar on the line as well. But this is the segment that I really enjoy. I take pride in this segment of – why are you laughing, Sip? I take pride in this segment of the show. People, you know, they be like, well, it's Trey Love. What kind of relationship is he in? What he doing? I'm going to just say this. I do what I want to do, when I want to do, how I want to do, where I want to do it at. And right now I'm doing it on 5G radio. And right now I'm about to poke 32 women. Poke is a four-letter word, like shit and fuck. So I'm about to poke. You like that? You like that? No, right, right. You know what? No, legs got mad. See, for those of y'all, legs is my other woman. You know what I'm saying? I mean, no, legs mad with me. Legs mad. Yeah, no, that's her fault. I don't give a damn. No, legs gonna get mad because she had to go to work. So. Look here, I had to look, Legs. But see, my main lady, she fine, but Legs be giving me an attitude. I be telling people it's harder dealing with my other woman than it is my main lady. My main lady don't give me no problems. It's that damn Legs. Okay, it's the other woman. And ladies, currently I'm looking for a third, so if you want to ride the Trey train, please give me a call at area code 323-508-1831 and call and leave messages. I'm telling you, leave all your freaky kinky messages and let me know exactly what it is you want to do. You can play with me, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we can get in touch with each other's side, you know what I'm saying? If you got, you know, I'll touch your masculine side and I ain't got no feminine side, but you could try to find it, you know what I'm saying? I might bust you in the top of your head. Don't be touching me certain places. I don't play that stuff. No, because, see, some people be, no, it's some crazy women out here that try some stuff. What you doing with them handcuffs, huh? Anyway, let me go on and poke these 32 women. Maria, hey, darling, I see you today. Let me go on and poke you, baby. Tamiria, yeah, I know you, baby. I see you out there. Look at them. I'm going to poke her, too. She has some nice fun bags, didn't she? Scipio, I'm going to let Scipio see these girls. Some of them I just poke. Damn it. See, these are fans, man. Why you laughing, man? These are fans, man. Look, big girls need love, too. Old women, big girls, all of them. I don't get 18 to 80 blind, looking crazy. That was I think her name was Sydney. She was cute. I'm going to poke her. See, Stephanie, she looked pokeable, huh? Jeremy, you let me know how they look, Jack. You know what I'm saying? You keep me poked. What you think about this, Chris?
She can get it. Yeah.
She get it?
Yeah.
Look at him. He's such a whore. He's sitting there something she can get it. See, she just got cookies on her thing. But she cute, though. I seen. Now, take this one out. I'm going to show you this one. Hold on. Kim, what you doing?
Give me a round of this.
Hey, and ladies, just know I was... She got a picture next to her car. I want everybody to know that, ladies, I will not call your last name. I will keep you innocent so your man don't be, yeah, I see, you know, Trey poking you and everything, you know, so I ain't.
God.
Why you got to be like that? Oh, see, you got to watch it. Like I said, she's just choosing. Put it out there, fella, she's choosing and she's fine.
Who can I poke on
here? Ooh, uh-oh. No, she ain't, y'all. SS in here trying to poke to Tanya. Hey, now Tanya look pokeable, huh?
Yeah.
Tanya get it. Show you this one.
We surfing it up.
That's a damn thing. We comedians, y'all.
I'm
a poker. I'm a poker too. The kids can get it. Let's see which ones can get it and the ones that can't get it.
Yeah,
so she got it already, huh? Legs gonna get me. Gloria, she just got I seen it. Yeah, you got your little picture up there. It ain't no picture. What you think of this one here?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know.
Jeremy don't.
I'm
like that.
You got a relationship out.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's promoting himself as a whore. Yeah, Ebony, you can get poked too, baby. Definitely. She can get it?
Yeah, definitely.
She can have it. Tied up. Ooh. Mahogany, that's her name. We ain't gonna even say nothing. You should have seen her picture. This one here, what you think?
Okay, yeah, nice straight.
Yeah, she get poked.
Gel outfit. Yeah,
she can poke. Yeah, you gonna call that number? Tracy.
Definitely.
She looked like she wanna get stroked. That's a damn shame. We are sitting here talking about poking these women. Cynthia, she. Yeah. What you think?
ain't gonna say that.
Yeah. Oh, oh. See, your mama taught you that if you gonna say something negative, don't say nothing at all.
Oh, that's right.
You think Jonna can get poked?
Definitely.
Yeah, Jonna can get poked. You can get poked, Jonna. See this one here. Her name is Christina. You got my baby name, but you ain't my baby. But yeah, she definitely can get poked.
Yeah. And she got a job.
And she got a job. You see that too? She on her job. Yeah, on her Facebook. Yeah, you can get poked, Christina. You can get it. You can get it. Yeah, Jeremy said he'll give it to you too. Carmen, what you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, she get poked. She got a nice rack.
Yeah.
A nice rack up on her. Raquel.
Yeah, she can get poked, but I need more next time.
Right. Hey, lady, show some more of this picture. I'm going to say the best for last. I ain't even showed you this one. Oh, Lord, y'all, here come SS trying to see the women are poking. Now, Nisha could get poked.
Nisha, definitely.
I will have a baby wear and take care of it. Psych. I do, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling y'all right now, I don't pay child support, so don't get it twisted. I do not believe in child support. I will take care of the child, but I do not believe in child support. Can this one get poked?
Yeah. Personally, not me.
Personally.
That's you.
Man, why you in my business? Don't be
nice,
that.
Like a nice girl.
Look at you. Like, what you saying? I can't poke nice girls.
I don't know, man.
Legs is going to have a legs.
You don't believe the hype. These girls, they should not get poked.
Oh, my God.
That's over here hating. Cause I like to play in the big girls club. I don't care. Abby, some of them, you know, Kim, you can get poked, baby. Yeah, Kim is a cutie, shoot. Over here, cause I like, you know, I got some big girls. Big girls need to get poked too. Shannon, she cute. She get poked. Yeah.
She trolling. I like.
She you can tell she like to poke. This one here, juicy. She want to get poked. No, for real. I'm poking these women. Rainier, yeah, I'm gonna poke you, Paula. Yeah, girl, I'm going to poke you. Well, that's not that. Yeah, I had to defend that. Her name Paula, but she got her son up on her thing. He was like, whoa. No. Yeah, she proud, but see, I know her. Matter of fact, I'm going to show you her profile. Now, I got to defend myself. LaTanya, see, y'all, ladies, put your pictures up here. Stop with these little boxes of soap and stuff, because I know you cute. Andrea, I'm going to poke you, too. Now, this one here, you ready? I'm going to show you her whole page. Ha! Yep. You don't need to see the page. You don't need to see the page. Like, get up. Now, that one right there, that's a long head, thick, red bone. Do you hear me? Oh. You seen it? I got to show you her. Look, I can't even talk to her. I got to show you her profile, her whole thing, her pictures and stuff. Why you doing my girls like that? SS call them. See, these women are not skanks.
What's wrong with
the state? Yeah, I mean, because I love her. But see, here's the thing. I want to say this, and I want to put this out there. They be talking about they don't love hoes. I'm going to say this, y'all. To the women that they be saying they don't love hoes, I love all them hoes. I love hoes. I don't need, at least with me, be a hoe. Be my hoe, but don't be holding back. I love hoes.
Hoes
of
the church, hoes got jobs. You know what I'm saying? Hoes pay rent. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with a hoe.
A hoe will get you through.
I guess so, too, because y'all know men can be hoes, too. I got a few hoes myself.
FF is choosing again live on Gilroy Radio. She done called them out. FF got hoes, y'all.
Well, I don't have hoes, but I have applications. Anybody want to fill out for what I'm saying?
If you want a hoe for Jeremy Scipio, call 323-508-1831. If you want a hoe for Jeremy Scipio. And this is dedicated to all the women that I poke constantly. And catch me on Facebook Fridays. Ladies, you know I'm going to poke you again. So here you go, y'all. This is to all the ladies I poke regularly.
LA, Vegas Connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, my bottles from say love, baby, say you know what's up, baby, let me do my stuff.
I'm a rock.
rocker, Dre. You know you sing on the beat, right?
Order a shot for honey child. Meanwhile, I take a drink, then I think to the telly, rub my belly, put your number in my silly, grab a hand, say let's go, cause you know I got a show. You gave me some, but I won't go. Make your body shake and quiver, good love in, I deliver. Freaky, I got mirrors, can I make it any clearer? Bring your sexy over here to see my friend, but I ain't with her. Don't you worry, you just hurry, got a match. So I can bear it, me into you, that's how I do. In a few, I pursue, I think Trey loves you.
Damn, what?
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction. Right now, I'm on a mission, like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention?
I'm a rocker.
We in the club, and the bottles from Trey Love.
Now I got you in the loop, spark a flame to set the mood. Let's get kinky, I got lube. Don't be crude, act all shrewd. Are you hungry? I got food. Let me touch it, let me hold you. Take a piece so I can show you what I can do in the bit. I am a king, like a master. Want me slow, want me fast, it doesn't matter. Your wish is my goal, I will shock your soul. Bust hard like a revolver, and be the problem solver. Like a crackhead, I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker. I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
Y'all better pay attention, baby. It's rock, LA Vegas Connect, you heard me? Hit works in the same minute. I'm gonna rock. Bill Roy. Trey Love, hot single dropping right now, y'all. I'm gonna rock her. Yeah. We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her.
Take it home, baby.
The one and only Trey Love, the Playboy Comedy. Y'all, hey, it's been a blast today. I got to thank Miss Perlene Parker for calling in, doing the birthdays. I got to thank Carla EOTM Simpson over there on EOTM doing her thing, our affiliate, for calling in and doing the news, the juicy news. I want to thank SS for being in the building, holding me down. Sophia Sims, you can catch her show tomorrow live on blogtalkradio.com/Gilroy or call in 310-861-2317 from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can also catch her on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, y'all. That's live on Gilroy Radio, man. We doing some things. And be on the lookout for the Scipio Show, man. You know what I'm saying? Young up-and-coming, hot comic doing his thing, man. You know what I'm saying? A young brother that's dedicated to the game, to his craft, making a name for himself, man, really doing it. Oh, what's this? What's your Twitter? Hold on. He want to say bye, y'all. Hold on.
Give everybody your Twitter.
What's going on, y'all? Jeremy Scipio, comedian here. I want to plug my Twitter real quick, at Jeremy Scipio, S-C-I-P-P-I-O. You know, I mean, get me some followers up. It makes me look real bad. I got a low number.
Hold on. I'm gonna ask Dollar on that. You got to be careful with the way you say stuff. Did he just say plug his Twitter? I want to. You heard that, Dollar? You heard that, Dollar? No, hey, hold on. Did he say that, y'all? Hey, I witnesses, man. Dollar right here on the line. We hip-hop artists. See, that's the thing. You just a comedian. When you become a hip-hop artist, too, that's what I'm doing now. Check me out, y'all. I'm rapping, so you know I can't say stuff. I got to censor myself because the rap community got to feel me. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, Jeremy Scipio wants to plug. Hey, Dollar, so what you got to say on that, man? And take us home, man. Tell the people something before we leave, man.
Man, just like you said, in hip hop, in certain words, you can't marry together, and I understood what you meant, but Trey, when you said it, man, it just sounded so damn funny. But I definitely want to thank you, man, for the love and letting me get on your show today, man. I really appreciate it. You know, any time you got something going on, I'm there, man. You know that. And I want to give a shout out to all the listeners, and I also want to promote DBI underscore music MUZIK at Twitter, and be on the lookout for this cartoon guy coming out called The Jammies. So you can Google that, you can see that, what that's all about. And man, just I really appreciate the love, Trey, man. Words came
to mind. Any and every time, brother. Any and every time. And that's how we're going to do it. So, you know, same back at you. Everything you're doing, I'm going to be at. Everything I'm doing, you're going to be at, man. We're going to pull this thing together. Also, y'all heard it live. I'm going to be getting a voiceover on this cartoon. Again, I want to thank everybody that came through and did their thing, man. The whole Gilroy family, the 5G creation, man. We got something beautiful and special going on over here. And we about to set it off. And I just want to say thanks again, Dollar, for coming through, showing your love, showing your talent, man. And I'm looking forward to doing many, many more big things with you. I hope people notice that with my radio show, I'm not only promoting my
my beautiful twin daughter. Happy 17th today.
You can have it.
Everybody with a birthday
baby,
today and all these
Gemini.
I don't know what people were doing 9 months ago.
I want you right here in my world.
It was a lot of
here in
color
my
zone
life,
poking
here
going
in
on.
My
you
soul.
Hear me?
I want the world to
all
know.
All you do, baby. I'm with the lot, baby.
That
you
I
know,
need
in Chicago,
you.
It was cold, so
baby,
I know what my parents were doing.
I believe you. Girl, girl,
you
I believe you.
And that has been Twitter Me Tuesdays.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Live from the Sugar Shack, y'all. Catch you on the next one.